Shabbat Shalom. This week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Tazria. This shall be the law of a leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the Kohen. Leviticus chapter 14, verse 2. In each case, whether a person's home, clothing, or body is stricken with a nega, plague, he is brought to the Kohen. The Kohen determines not only the status of the nega, he also is qualified on a spiritual level to gain insight into the state of the person's soul. This concept is in line with the understanding of Zaris as a spiritual malaise that manifests as a skin disease. Zaris is one type of nega. The other two in question here are those that show up on a person's clothes or the walls of a home. In all cases, as already mentioned, the Kohen is the sole individual who uses his discernment to ascertain the specific sin that was the root cause of the blemish on a person's soul that manifests as a nega. What can we learn from this connection? Hashem is merciful. He causes affliction such as negayim, plagues, for the sake of our chastisement, to lead us to teshuvah, repentance, a return to God. You send an early warning signal as a wake-up call, specifically designated for us so that we may scrutinize our own selves in search of our misdeeds, character defects, and deficiencies. With the help of the light shining from above, we may gain insight into our inner plate. The biblical leper was sent outside of the camp to reflect on his spiritual path. In order to focus on their inner self, state of mind, and psyche, the familiar moorings of community were temporarily diminished. Comparatively speaking, when all else is stripped away, and we realize that there is something more to life than the superficial veneer, materialism, and worldly comforts, we have permitted ourselves to arrive at the spiritual door of contemplation in regard to what lies beyond the mundane existence of life. Plagues are brought upon the world and our individual lives as a type of chastisement to move us in the direction of spiritual growth. If we take the admonition to heart, then we will seek improvement in our lives. Yet what will bring us to that point where there appears to be a compelling drive to seek beyond the ordinary, and delve deeper into our psyche in search of the answer to questions and able even to be formed by our conscious mind? It is a yearning to see beyond the veil and reach across the chasm between us and the sense of the divine. That encounter first begins in a place of solitude, wherein the silence opens up to an actual presence of God that had been obscured by the darkness. The existential loneliness that is at the core of human existence is usually avoided by most people through interpersonal relationships and intrapersonal occupation. Minus these two distractions, in the midst of both interpersonal and intrapersonal isolation, you find existential isolation at the core of our being. Yet there is no need to be lonely, because the Creator is at hand, hidden in the silence, as if he has always been waiting to be found by us. So like the leper who is isolated, if we find ourselves with the time, patience, and solitude to explore the unknown while in isolation, the truth may be revealed to us. Shabbat Shalom.